Welcome to the Advancing Healthcare Through Data podcast brought to you by IMAT Solutions. In 2025, accountable care organizations participating in the Medicare Shared Savings Program face new electronic clinical quality measure reporting mandates. And these mandates require ACOs to report on a set of standardized quality measures to demonstrate the effectiveness of their care delivery and improve patient outcomes. Though meeting these requirements is crucial for ACOs to receive incentives and avoid penalties, really highlighting the importance of effective data collection, analysis, and reporting processes. And today, Mark Kutzer, VP of Business Development at IMAT Solutions, will be discussing how IMAT can help MSSP ACOs to best meet these mandates. And Mark, welcome and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation, Matt. Glad to be here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. And let's really kick it off at the top. So what are some key considerations ACOs should keep in mind when preparing for the 2025 MSSP ACO ECQM reporting requirements?
Yeah, that is a mouthful when you say it out loud.
It is.
It's part of the struggle that the ACOs are having, not only with pronouncing it, but understanding the challenges. So what I see is the most important thing is to understand what your data landscape looks like. Because once you understand that, it's going to end up driving the FTE allocation from a resource perspective, and also the duration for the onboarding of the practices that are within the ACO footprint, and ultimately the investment that'll need to be made. So my suggestion would be that a couple of questions ACOs should be asking is, for example, which practices are on which EHRs? And just making a very simple list, because the volume of EHRs that need to be connected to are basically going to be driving the price at the end of the day when it comes to connectivity. Another question would be, you know, how many instances of each EHR do we have? Because understanding the mix between the cloud and the on-premise instances can very quickly highlight the clinical data integration volumes. Obviously, when it's on-premise, it's going to require individual connections from a point-to-point perspective. If you have a whole bunch of practices in the cloud, from an IMAT integration perspective, that's one connection, and it's a one-to-many integration situation. Next is, you know, for example, how is the EHR workflow processes from a maturity perspective, and how the practice utilizing that workflow? Because there may be an instance where there's been a whole bunch of unstructured data that's been accumulated. And obviously, that's going to help drive what collection type you're going to end up with. Another would be, do any of the practices still use paper charts? Because that's not going to work. You cannot use that for reporting to CMS, specifically on the ECQM side. And then lastly is, you know, how many practices are using less common EHRs? You've got the big boys and you've got the moms and pops, and sometimes those less common EHRs don't have the capabilities to, for example, provide even a QRDA1 from an output perspective. So with all that said, this information sort of help identify which collection type should be used. For example, is it going to be ECQM, MIPCQM, or Medicare CQM? Also, the exercise will provide insights into the practices that are not able to provide ACOs with what they need. So ACOs should also assess their current data collection reporting capabilities, for example, to identify any gaps or areas of improvement. Additionally, ACOs should probably consider how they can leverage technology and external partnerships to streamline their reporting processes and improve their performance metrics, because taking on this endeavor is not going to be easy. And then for those ACOs that are still undecided, and believe me, they are, solidifying their strategy and approach is of utmost importance, because as we all know, the clock is ticking. This reporting period officially begins in January 2025, and having all the participating MSSP practices connected for aggregation is a key priority as we very quickly move through the third quarter.
All right, great insights there. Now let's switch over, Mark, and talk about move from considerations to talk about solutions. Speaking of IMAT solutions, and tell us about how you all help ACOs to address the challenges of data integration and interoperability, specifically in the context of ECQM reporting.
Sure. So at the high level, we offer a robust capability for data aggregation and interoperability. And as most folk know, the two cornerstones of data sharing is interoperability and clinical data integration. When we do this, we allow the ACOs to collect all clinical data from those disparate sources and then ensure the accuracy and completeness of that data. So our solution was designed to integrate with existing EHR systems and any other health information system, which makes it a whole lot easier for the ACOs to aggregate and analyze this data from those multiple sources. So for example, we create a centralized data repository we call our CDR, and this contains all of the pertinent clinical data for all of the participating MSSP patients. And by having the structured and the unstructured patient data aggregated, because when we ingest the data from the EHR, you know, we don't discriminate. We basically ingest everything, structured and unstructured, and index everything from a reporting perspective. So by having that in an aggregated single repository, we're able to support both the ECQM QRDA3 reporting, which is no fingers in the pie, and if necessary, the abstraction activities required for MIPS, Medicare CQM reporting. And what we end up doing is providing a longitudinal patient record for analysis and review to help drive the clarity on both the numerator and denominator metrics for that 75% data collection threshold.
All right, really good stuff there, Mark. If you don't mind, can you elaborate a bit more on how IMAT's technology really supports ACOs in aligning their reporting efforts with their overall value-based care goals? Very important thing these days.
Correct. Definitely. So from a baseline perspective, we provide the tools and the insights that the ACOs need to align their reporting efforts with their value-based care goals. As you said, extremely important today. Our solution offers a customizable reporting dashboard, and this allows the ACOs to track their performance metrics in real time and also identify areas for improvement. So as we start ingesting this data, and it is in the central data repository, the ACOs can immediately start reaping the benefits from a reporting perspective. Additionally, we have a team of clinical data specialists that work closely with the ACOs and their provider community to understand their specific goals and challenges so that we collectively can be creative and also provide them with personalized guidance and support to help them achieve the objectives. So for example, when it comes to value-based care, payers are increasingly looking to the provider community to assume financial risk. And this is in addition to the risk of clinical quality and outcomes of their managed populations. So there are numerous different types of contracts that are being signed between providers and payers. Examples would be, you know, pay for quality, pay for performance, the shared risk and shared savings arrangements, bundled payments, accountable care, and capitation. So because we have that centralized data repository containing all aggregated data for the participating MSSP practices, we can very quickly help with the value-based performance reporting requirements for the payer-attributed members.
Awesome. Let's talk about another important topic. Tell us about how IMAT helps ACOs to ensure compliance with CMS reporting mandates and avoid penalties.
Yes, another very important item. What we do here is when it comes to the mandates and avoiding penalties is to be very proactive up front. And what we do is we place a lot of emphasis on clinical data governance to address that infamous garbage in, garbage out conundrum. We call this our C3 framework, which is clean, complete, and current. Our solution offers built-in validation checks for the quality assurance measures to help the ACOs ensure the accuracy and completeness of their data. Also, based on the quality of the data, we're able to show how the numerator and denominator are negatively impacted by not having the required data. We also highlight the dirty and unstructured data we've received from the data source by using a combination of data validation and detailed measure validation reports. And what these reports do is they highlight the met and the not met criteria for the diabetes, high blood pressure, and depression screening measures, which are the first three measures in scope for 2025. Additionally, our clinical data specialist team always stays up to date on the latest CMS measure requirements and the guidelines, which in turn provides the ACOs with the guidance and the support that they need to avoid penalties.
All right, great. Let's talk about a success story. Can you share a success story of an ACO that's partnered with IMAT to improve their ECQM reporting and really overall performance in value-based care?
Sure. I'll make reference to a partnership we have with a large entity in the Midwest. They were really struggling with the data aggregation and reporting accuracy. So by partnering with IMAT Solutions, the ACO was able to streamline their data collection process. They were able to improve the accuracy of the reporting and ultimately improve their performance metrics. Additionally, the clinical data specialist provided ongoing support and guidance, which helped the ACO identify areas for improvement and also along the way implemented strategies to enhance their performance, specifically in value-based care.
All right. Good stuff, Mark. As always, really appreciate you spending time with us. And our last question is, what are the most common challenges ACOs will need to address as they move to support the MSSP reporting requirements? A bit more future-focused on this one.
Yeah, this is a challenge across the industry because, you know, addressing the provider's reluctance to set up data exchanges for clinical data sharing can be challenging. You know, we're right in the middle of that very, very often because it often involves complex technical and operational and cultural considerations. So some of the common challenges that come to mind, one would be concerns about workflow disruption, as an example. The practice gets very concerned about how much time it's going to occupy to participate, how many of the resources would need to be part of the initiative, how much distraction it's going to have from treating the patients on a day-to-day basis. So what we do is we involve the clinicians and the staff from the practice in the decision-making process when it comes to setting up interoperability with the EHR vendor. And that helps minimize disruptions. So we partner with the ACO to provide guidance and support during the transition period. And this is where we make big use of our C3 framework that I referenced earlier, is to show them that we can do this in a data governance framework and alleviate the pressures on their staff having to participate because of what we do on their behalf, even right down to primary source verification, as an example. A second one would be just the resistance to change. You know, they've been doing things the same way for so long. And as you know, changing anything at a practice, especially when it comes to the magnitude of what we're doing in the way of data sharing, can be a little intimidating. So what we do is we provide an overview of our onboarding process to help the providers understand the benefits of interoperability and how it aligns with improved patient care, including the goals of their value-based care. So we highlight our success stories and the positive outcomes early. Another one would be cultural resistance. Yeah, a little difficult at times, but what we try and do is foster a culture of innovation and collaboration by working closely with both the ACOs and the practice leadership stakeholders, because we could also potentially create incentives for participation And of course, importantly, celebrates successful interoperability implementations. It's very important to show early wins to get folk to come on board. And then I think the last example I can give you is the perceived costs. As we all know, there are often additional costs from the EHR vendor for setting up interoperability for data sharing. And what we do here is we help conduct the cost-benefit analysis to demonstrate the return on investment for data sharing, including potential savings from reduced administration tasks and the improved patient outcomes. So these are some of the top challenges we see.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes this Advancing Healthcare Through Data podcast brought to you by iMath Solutions. And as you heard, Mark Kutzer, the VP of Business Development at iMath, was kind enough to share his insights and really go into a deep dive into what MSSP ACOs need to do to meet some key compliance mandates and enhance value-based care through the use of iMath Solutions offerings. And Mark, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. Happy to participate and share some of the industry trends.